I think it's hideous. I think it's absolutely terrible because at the end of the day, we have children that look up to us and they're reading in the paper and they're thinking, well, you know, I'm too big, she gets shit too. At the end of the day, these kids are going to look and think, what am I supposed to be like?
It is an issue that weighs heavily on the Spice Girls. Tabloid reports that claim Posh Spice, a.k.a. Victoria Adams Beckham, has an eating disorder.
And it's unfair when people criticise you for that and look for bad pictures of you. You can get a bad picture of anybody.
And that's not the only rumour Posh and Baby Spice, Emma Button, want to clear up. They say the recent reports that Sporty Spice, Melanie Chisholm, is battling depression are greatly exaggerated.
Melanie is probably the happiest and the healthiest she's ever been. But she copes with it well, and as for depression, everybody gets depressed every now and then. You know, everybody does.
With their constant presence in the tabloids, it's hard to believe it's been nearly 3 years since the Spice Girls released an album. But next month, they'll finally unleash Forever, their first CD since 1997's Spice World. They are well aware that the pop world has changed since their last time up and is now dominated by teen queens and boy bands.
Yeah, we're doing pop music, but we're so different from Britney and Christina and anything. You know, we're Spice Girls. What we do, it's
just for me and you. The girls took 14 months to record the new CD, the first without dearly departed Spice Jerry Halliwell. But if what you want, what you really, really want, is a reunion, sorry. The girls haven't spoken to Jerry in years.
We all have something in common still, you know, we're all still great friends in a group, whereas, you know, she's off doing her own thing.
Yeah.
Personally, if I was her, I'd be gutted because it's such a great album. We're getting on so well.
The new Spice Girls CD, Forever, hits stores November 7th.